Wow, it's so good we could come to the conclusion of this conference. What a glorious revelation we've received over the last few days. You know, I'm so impressed with the ministry in the Lord's recovery. It seems the speaking always is what we need, exactly what we need. The Lord is really faithful. And he's leading us on step by step. You know, the ultimate goal of the Lord's recovery is to produce the bride. And the bride is just the one new man. It's a person. A wonderful person. You know, we began this conference by being brought back to Christ. From every distracting thing. We saw how our work, our ministry, even our preaching of the gospel, our serving the Lord could be a distraction. And how the Lord is calling us back to himself. All we want is Christ. We just want Christ. And then in the second message, we saw how we need to take this Christ as our person. When we talk about the body of Christ, we're talking about the resurrection life of Christ. And you know, you can be in a condition where you have life, but you're unconscious. Where's the person? So when we come to the matter of the one new man, we need to take him as our person. We need his personality. You know, during an informal training in Los Angeles, I think it was 1972, Brother Lee gave a series of messages on life and building from the Song of Songs. And he talked about how the Lord was bringing this lover along step by step. First, he compared her to a horse in Pharaoh's chariots. But as she was pursuing the Lord, and as she was growing in life, she became a lily, trusting the Lord. And there's 8 stages. Eventually, she becomes Shulamite, the reproduction of Solomon. She had a strong personality as a horse in the beginning. But over time, she got subdued. And Brother Lee talked about taking Christ as our person. Oh, this was new to us. I was like one of those cows listening to the music. Had no idea what he was talking about. But over the years, you know, that was 50 years ago. We need to get this. And he spoke about her personality. This is like our disposition. Oh, how the Lord needs to reach deeply into our being. As we learn to take him as our person. You know, Paul spoke about having the inward parts of Christ Jesus. You know, I don't know if you remember yesterday afternoon. No, no, Saturday afternoon. Brother Yannick asked us if there's a verse in the Bible telling us to take Christ as our person. Well, I have a verse. Did you find a verse? I have a verse. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 10. And I'm not trying to improve on Yannick's speaking, which was very good. But listen to this verse. 2 Corinthians 2:10. But whom you forgive anything, I also forgive. For also what I have forgiven, if I have forgiven anything, it is for your sake in the person of Christ.
Komu zaś wy coś wybaczycie, ja wybaczam. Bo też to, co wybaczyłem, jeśli coś wybaczyłem, uczyniłem to ze względu na was w osobie Chrystusa.
Paul had become the reproduction of Christ.
Paweł stał się powieleniem Chrystusa.
And even in his forgiving,
i nawet w tym, gdy przebaczał,
he did it in the person of Christ.
Chrystusa.
You know, another interpretation would be in the eyes of Christ.
Innym wyjaśnieniem tego byłoby powiedzenie, że miało to miejsce w oczach.
You know, our personality, our person is expressed.
To w nich jest wyrażone nasze usposobienie.
In this part of our face.
W tej części naszej twarzy.
Oh, we're always looking at him.
Zawsze spoglądamy ku niemu.
Well, then we went on to see how we need to do all things in the name of the Lord. This is the same as taking Christ as our person. Whose name are you doing that in? Is that you or is that Christ? Who's saying this? Who's going there? Who's prophesying this morning? You or Christ? We do it in the name of the Lord. You know, I have a little testimony about that. Many years ago, I was right in between serving full time and going back to work. And I was praying. Actually, over 4 months, I was just seeking the Lord. And I came down to kind of two real considerations. Should I start a business? Or should I just look for a job? So I'm praying. And I'm expecting the Lord to give me some kind of word or some kind of vision. I was quite young in the Lord at the time. And I was driving to work one day. I mean, I had a job, and I'm driving to work. And in those days, I would pray read while I was driving. I wouldn't recommend that. But it was an old country road. And so I was pray reading through Colossians. And I came to this verse. Whatever you do, in word or in work, do all in the name of the Lord. And I got it. What did I get? It was like the Lord said, I don't care. Start a business. Fine. Get a job. Oh, that's good too. You just want me to tell you what to do. I'm not concerned that much about what your decision is. But what about every day? What about every moment? What about all your living? Oh, I saw something. May the Lord gain us. Take him as our person. Do all things in the name of the Lord. And then yesterday, what did we see? We needed to have the peace of Christ. You know, when we live in the new man,
gdy żyjemy w nowym człowieku,
we all together are just one person.
Wszyscy razem jesteśmy jedną osobą.
In my body, you know, I live 100% of the time in my body.
100% żyję w moim ciele.
I never get to get out of there.
Nigdy z niego nie wyszedłem.
And all my members,
wszystkie moje członki,
love each other,
kochają się,
coordinate together,
koordynują ze sobą.
So smooth.
To jest takie gładkie.
It's so natural.
Takie naturalne.
This is the church life.
Takie jest życie kościoła.
And how do we manage the church life?
W jaki sposób troszczymy się, zarządzamy kościołem?
By the arbitrating peace of Christ.
Rządzący pokój Chrystusa.
That means we all go to the cross.
Znaczy to, że wszyscy udajemy się na krzyż.
Christ is all and in all.
Chrystus jest wszystkim we wszystkim.
We are set aside.
My jesteśmy odłożeni na bok.
And he is raised up.
A on jest wyniesiony.
We're in the person of Christ.
Jesteśmy w osobie Chrystusa.
There's no self.
Nie ma naszego ja.
There's no opinion.
Nie ma opinii.
There's just the peace of Christ.
Po prostu pokój Chrystusa.
Oh, this is the genuine church life.
To jest prawdziwe życie kościoła.
May the Lord gain this in all the churches in Europe.
Pan zyskał to we wszystkich kościołach w Europie.
Well, now we come this morning to a wonderful message.
Tego poranka przychodzimy do wspaniałego poselstwa.
And it's a good conclusion to this conference.
Jest ono takim bardzo dobrym podsumowaniem tej konferencji.
On laboring on the all-inclusive Christ. A land flowing with milk and honey,
ziemi płynącej mlekiem i miodem,
and bringing the surplus of the riches of Christ to the meetings of the church,
i przynosi nadwyżkę bogactw Chrystusa na spotkania kościoła,
for an exhibition of Christ and the corporate worship of God.
By wystawiać Chrystusa i zbiorowo oddawać cześć Bogu.
That's the whole message right there.
Oto całe poselstwo.
The title.
Tytuł.
Amen.
Amen.
So let's fellowship.
Miejmy więc społeczność.
The children of Israel, when the Lord was bringing them out of Egypt,
Bóg wyprowadzał dzieci Izraela z Egiptu,
the goal was to bring them into the good land,
celem było zaprowadzenie do dobrej ziemi,
to build the temple,
wybudowali świątynię,
establish the Lord's kingdom on the earth,
Boże Królestwo na ziemi,
having the presence of God,
również mieli Bożą obecność,
becoming the corporate expression of God.
Stali się zbiorowym wyrazem Boga.
It was the kingdom of God.
Tak jest Królestwo Boga.
How did he do that?
W jaki sposób on to uzyskuje?
They started by being slaves in Egypt.
A rozpoczęli od tego, że byli niewolnikami w Egipcie.
Under Pharaoh's harsh slavery.
Znajdując się pod takim bardzo rygorystycznym zarządzaniem faraona.
And we see how God brought his people out by eating.
I widzimy, w jaki sposób Bóg wyprowadził.
Eventually, every household, there was a sacrifice.
I ostatecznie w każdym domostwie miała miejsce ofiara.
Every home had a priest.
Każdy dom miał kapłana.
They offered a sacrifice, a lamb.
Bo oni złożyli w ofierze baranka.
The blood was on the doorpost and the lintel.
Krwią zostały pomazane od drzwi.
And within they were feasting on the lamb.
A wewnątrz ucztowali na baranku.
And the lamb strengthened them to leave Egypt.
I ten baranek wzmocnił ich do tego, by opuścili Egipt.
They got out of Egypt. They crossed the Red Sea.
Wyszli z Egiptu, przekroczyli Morze Czerwone.
They went into the wilderness.
Udali się na pustkowie.
And then there was another experience of eating.
I pojawiło się kolejne doświadczenie związane z jedzeniem.
The Lord fed them with manna.
Pan karmił ich manną.
During those 40 years in the wilderness,
podczas tych 40 lat na pustyni,
God took the complete responsibility of feeding his people.
Bóg całkowicie był odpowiedzialny za karmienie swego ludu.
They didn't have to labor.
Nie musieli się trudzić.
They didn't have to produce.
Nie musieli niczego wytwarzać.
They just had to gather.
Po prostu musieli zbierać.
And eat.
I jeść.
40 years of manna.
40 lat.
And this was to reconstitute them. In their constitution, they were Egyptian. They were worldly. Worldly thoughts, worldly concepts. Worldly constitution.
światowa konstytucja.
Many of us are like this.
Wielu z nas jest.
Especially after we got saved.
Szczególnie po tym, gdy zostajemy zbawieni.
We were just worldly.
Byliśmy po prostu światowi.
Our thinking, our concept.
Nasze myśli, koncepcje.
Our way.
Nasze sposoby
postępowania. Our value system was all.
System oceniania.
The world.
Świat.
But the Lord gave them 40 years of manna.
Ale Pan przez 40 lat dawał im mannę.
It's a type of Christ.
Jest ona typem Chrystusa.
To reconstitute them.
By przekonstytuować ich.
I can bring you out of Egypt, but I need to get Egypt out of you.
Mogę wyprowadzić was z Egiptu, ale muszę wyprowadzić Egipt z was.
You know, I can testify to you that in 2011,
mogę zaświadczyć, że w 2011 roku,
in the Young People's Conference we had in Małecicha,
podczas konferencji młodzieżowej w Małecichy,
we covered manna.
Omawialiśmy temat manny.
God's way to deal with the flesh of his people.
Boży sposób na rozprawianie się z ciałem jego ludu.
God has a way to deal with the flesh of his people.
Bóg ma sposób na to, by rozprawić się z ciałem swojego ludu.
It's manna.
Sposobem jest na to manna.
Oh, I saw something.
Ujrzałem coś.
I was giving the messages, but I saw something.
Ujrzałem poselstwo, ale coś ujrzałem.
I have to eat the Lord every day.
Każdego dnia muszę spożywać Pana.
I was eating the Lord every day in those days. But oh, my eating became different.
Ale wtedy właśnie to sposób jedzenia się zmienił, uległ zmianie.
I began to pray read in a different way.
Zacząłem modlitewnie czytać w inny sposób.
Well, you know, that wasn't the goal. Just to deliver his people from Egypt and to deliver them from the flesh. His goal was to bring them into the good land. And to build the temple. And establish the kingdom. So what happened is the Lord brought them across the Jordan and into the good land. And then they had to fight. They had to defeat the enemies. And the Lord fought for them. They fought and the Lord fought. Eventually they possessed the land. Then what did they do? Now they had to labor. They had to work the land. And now they had to produce their own food. You know, in Joshua chapter 5, verse 12, I want to read this verse to you. Joshua 5:12 says, and the manna ceased on that day, when they ate of the produce of the land, and there was no longer manna for the children of Israel, but they ate of the yield of the land of Canaan that year.
Następnego dnia po tym, jak zaczęli jeść zboża tej ziemi, ustała manna i synowie Izraela już więcej manny nie mieli, ale jedli tegoroczne plony ziemi Kanaan.
There comes a time in all of our lives
w życiu każdego z nas nadchodzi czas,
when we are transferred from manna to produce.
Zostajemy przeniesieni od manny do wytworów, do płodów.
You know, Jarek yesterday was fellowshipping with some of us. He made a statement that was very interesting to me.
Jarek wczoraj miał społeczność z niektórymi z nas i on takie stwierdzenie powiedział.
He said he heard a message, a brother sharing something of a message.
Słyszał, jak brat dzielił się.
Maybe a college training or something. And he said, for many years, I haven't eaten any manna. Something like this. I thought, well, that's quite a testimony. Are you still eating manna? Or are we eating the produce of the good land? Oh, the manna ceased. And this is not the end of Joshua. This is the beginning of Joshua. Even before Jericho was defeated, boy, their eating went to another level.
przeszło w następny poziom.
Okay, so let's go to this outline, which is very good, can speak much better than I can.
Jest w stanie tutaj przedstawić to wiele lepiej niż ja.
Let's read these verses from Deuteronomy 8.
Przeczytajmy wersety z Księgi Powtórzonego Prawa, rozdział 8.
Deuteronomy 8, verses 7 through 10.
Od 7 do 10, od 7 do 10 wersetu.
For Jehovah your God is bringing you to a good land, a land of water brooks, of springs and of fountains, flowing forth in valleys and in mountains.
Pan Twój Bóg prowadzi Cię bowiem do ziemi dobrej, do ziemi potoków wód, źródeł i głębi, wytryskujących w dolinach i górach.
Verse 8, a land of wheat and barley and vines and fig trees and pomegranates, a land of olive trees with oil and of honey.
Werset 8, do ziemi pszenicy i jęczmienia, winorośli, figowców i drzew granatu, do ziemi oliwy i miodu.
Verse 9, a land in which you will eat bread without scarcity, you will not lack anything in it, a land whose stones are iron and from whose mountains you can mine copper.
Do ziemi, w której będziesz jeść chleb, nie odczuwając niedostatku, której niczego ci nie zabraknie, do ziemi, której kamienie są żelazem, a z jej gór będziesz wydobywać miedź.
Verse 10, and you shall eat and be satisfied, and you shall bless Jehovah your God for the good land which he has given to you.
Werset 10, gdy będziesz jadł syta, będziesz błogosławił Pana, swego Boga, za dobrą ziemię, którą ci dał.
You know, it was a great revelation, a great advance in the Lord's recovery to see that the land spoken here is an all-inclusive type of Christ.
Ma miejsce takie olbrzymie objawienie w tym, w jaki sposób następuje przejście.
All-inclusive type of Christ.
Że to wszechzawierający typ Chrystusa.
You know, there are many types of Christ in the Old Testament.
W Starym Testamencie widzimy wiele typów Chrystusa.
You know, you have the Passover lamb.
Mamy baranka paschalnego.
Type of the Lamb of God.
Typ Chrystusa.
You know, that's one aspect of Christ.
To jest jeden z aspektów Chrystusa.
We spoke about the manna as a type of Christ.
Mamy manię, która również stanowi typ Chrystusa.
You have many different types of Christ.
Mamy tutaj bardzo wiele typów.
But when you come to the good land,
ale gdy przechodzimy do dobrej ziemi,
this is the only all-inclusive, even consummate type of Christ.
Jedyny, wszechzawierający, nawet zwiększający typ Chrystusa.
We could even say that this is a type that shows Christ as everything to us. We live here.
Żyjemy tutaj.
Our home is here.
Jest tutaj nasz dom.
Our farm is here.
Jest tutaj nasze,
it's where our crops are growing.
Rosną płody ziemi.
It's where we raise our families.
Tutaj wychowujemy rodzinę.
And we're all here.
I wszyscy tutaj jesteśmy.
All of God's people are here.
Cały Boży lud.
We're in this Christ.
Jesteśmy w Chrystusie.
In 1 Corinthians 1:30, Paul said, but of God, of him are you in Christ Jesus. This is where we are, saints. We're in this all-inclusive good land.
Wszyscy znajdujemy się w tej wszechzawierającej ziemi.
Okay, so let's start to read the outline. As believers in Christ who have been led by Christ into himself as the good land typified by the land of Canaan, we need to labor on Christ.
My wierzący w Chrystusa, który wprowadził on w siebie jako dobrą ziemię, przedstawioną w formie typu przez ziemię Kanaan, musimy się na nim trudzić.
You know, right away you might have the thought or the question, what does that mean to labor on Christ?
Od razu może pojawić się taka myśl, co to znaczy trudzić się na.
You know, even we sang it in the hymn.
Śpiewaliśmy nawet o tym.
Oh, you're the good land for me to labor on.
Jesteś dobrą ziemią, na której się trudzę.
Well, let's just go through this outline and let's come to the point where we see what it means to labor on Christ.
Przejdźmy dalej przez ten plan do momentu, w którym ujrzymy, co oznacza trudzenie się na Chrystusie.
Colossians 1:12, Paul applies it this way. He says, giving thanks unto the Father who has qualified you for an allotted portion of the saints in the light.
oddziału świętym.
We all have our allotment.
Wszyscy mamy przyznany dział.
You know the story when they went into the good land.
Ta historia, gdy oni weszli do dobrej ziemi.
Every tribe was assigned a certain parcel of that land.
Każdemu z plemion została przypisana część tej ziemi, dobrej ziemi.
Some of the land was flat.
Niektóre części tej ziemi były płaskie.
Oh, good for farming.
Nadawały się one bardzo dobrze.
Some of it was mountains and hills.
A niektóre miały góry i miały góry i wyżyny.
But better for the flocks and the herds.
I to bardziej nadawało się do trzody.
Every tribe had their assigned allotment.
Do każdego z plemion został przypisany dział ziemi.
Do you realize that you have a particular assigned portion?
Czy zdajecie sobie sprawę, że wam również został przypisany szczególny dział?
Only you have that.
I wyłącznie wy go macie.
I don't have what you have.
Ja nie mam tego, co wy macie.
You don't have what I have.
A wy nie macie tego, co ja mam.
You know, in the life study of Philippians, Brother Lee spoke about our assignment. We got an assignment. It includes our marriage, our children, our health, our financial situation. Oh, wherever you find yourself right now, that has been allotted to you. Okay, so let's go on. Point A says, after the people of Israel entered into and possessed the land of Canaan and received their allotted portion, they labored on the land.
Punkt A. Gdy Izraelici weszli do ziemi Kanaan i wzięli ją w posiadanie oraz otrzymali przyznany im dział, trudzili się na tej ziemi.
Now they labored on that.
Zaczęli się na nie trudzić.
You know, when Paul was put in prison,
gdy Paweł został wtrącony do więzienia
in Philippi,
Filipi,
and eventually again in Rome,
i dalej również w Rzymie,
we shared last in the first message, he wasn't weeping there.
Mówiliśmy o tym podczas pierwszego poselstwa, że on będąc w tym więzieniu nie płakał.
He wasn't in self-pity.
Nie użalał się nad sobą.
You could say he was laboring on the land. He was enjoying Christ, applying Christ, experiencing Christ, and he was ministering Christ. My, are you in prison this morning? Oh, some of us, we found ourselves in prison. Maybe it's those little kids grabbing your leg. Those are your Roman guards. Barbarians. Maybe it's your boss. Anyway, we labor on this Christ. Point one says, whether or not they were willing to labor on the land was a serious matter. They had to labor on and cultivate the land. Boy, once you find out where your allotted portion is, whether you labor on Christ there or not is a serious matter. He said, are we willing? They were willing or not. Oh, Lord, make me willing. You know, many times it's easy to complain or to criticize or to blame. How about we just apply this wonderful Christ? Number two says, this is a picture of how we need to labor diligently on Christ so that we may enjoy his all-inclusive riches.
Punkt drugi, to obraz tego, że musimy pilnie trudzić się na Chrystusie, abyśmy mogli radować się jego wszechzawierającym bogactwem.
B says, the life we live after entering into Christ as the good land is a life of laboring on Christ.
Punkt B, życie, jakie prowadzimy po wejściu w Chrystusa jako dobrą ziemię, jest życiem trudzenia się na Chrystusie.
Paul said, I labored more abundantly than all of them.
Paweł powiedział, że trudziłem się o wiele bardziej niż inni.
Yet not I, but the grace of God, which was with me. What kind of labor is that? Does that mean he went to more places, that he worked harder, that he did more, he had more fruit? Maybe it means he was just enjoying Christ more than anybody else. In his particular environment. So at the end of 1 Corinthians 15, verse 58, he says, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Eventually he says, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Point B, did I read this? The life we live after entering into Christ as the good land is a life of laboring on Christ. As the Lord's people who are living in the all-inclusive Christ, we need to labor on Christ, seeking Christ, and enjoying Christ in every situation. I was in London a few weeks ago for the London conference. While I was there, I got a phone call that there was a leak in the pipe in my flat in Dusseldorf. And there was water on the floor in the kitchen dripping down to the neighbor below me. I'm sure these things never happen in Poland. But it's a situation. I'm in the conference. I'm enjoying the Lord. And then I get assigned a leaky pipe. Amen. So now I'm looking for a new flat. And I found this really nice flat just 10-minute walk from the meeting hall in Dusseldorf. And we, for 2 weeks, I'm trying to get an appointment. Finally, I got an appointment. I go in to see the man. The building was still under construction. And I said, okay, I need a flat with these many rooms and this and that. So he said, okay, let me call my colleague. So he said, we rented the last one yesterday. Sorry. Well, I'm thinking, I've been trying for 2 weeks to get in here. But the Lord stopped me. Is that me or you? Living Christ. Amen. So now, I talked to my wife yesterday. She said, are you still looking for an apartment? I said, well, I'm in Warsaw in a conference. Maybe tomorrow, huh? Even these things, we labor on Christ. Whatever situation. Sometimes they're little ones like this. Sometimes they're big ones. I like this word that I read, whether or not they were willing. We have to pray and ask the Lord, Lord, make me always willing. Okay. B, 2. We are in a very rich land, but if we do not labor on it, there will be no produce for us to experience and enjoy.
Znajdujemy się w bardzo bogatej ziemi. Jeśli jednak nie będziemy się na niej trudzić, nie wyda ona płodów, których moglibyśmy doświadczać, którymi moglibyśmy się radować.
No doubt in the morning when we come to the Lord, we can touch him and experience and enjoy him in the word, in the morning revival.
Przychodząc do Pana rano, z pewnością możemy radować się nim.
But this fellowship is not only about that.
Ale ta społeczność tutaj nie tylko tego dotyczy.
It involves the day, throughout the day.
Wymaga ona całego dnia.
Okay, point C. Although we need to labor on Christ as the land to produce Christ, we need to realize that it is not we who produce Christ, but Christ who produces himself in us through our labor.
Wprawdzie musimy trudzić się na Chrystusie jako ziemi, by go wytwarzać, jednak musimy zdawać sobie sprawę z tego, że to nie my go wytwarzamy, lecz on wytwarza samego siebie w nas za sprawą naszego trudzenia się.
You know, it's not the farmer that produces the fruit. It's the soil that does that. But the farmer has to work the soil. He has to till the soil and water the plants. And he has to trim the trees. He has to labor. So the land can produce. So Christ can produce Christ in us. Isn't that good that Christ is producing himself in us? Little one, we all need to labor on Christ and let Christ give us much produce. Then we will have rich experiences of Christ.
Dawał nam dużo płodu, wówczas nabędziemy bogatych doświadczeń Chrystusa.
You know, in our Christian life,
w naszym życiu chrześcijańskim,
we have to reach this point.
Musimy dojść do takiego
and
miejsca.
May God bring us to this point.
Aby Pan nas do niego doprowadził.
Where we're not blaming others,
nie osądzamy innych,
criticizing,
nie obwiniamy innych, nie krytykujemy.
You know, it's so easy.
Tak łatwo.
To blame, to criticize, condemn others. Do you realize you can grow Christ right here? Are you in the good land? Grow Christ here. You know, in the wilderness, the manna came every morning. It was a miracle. He fed them miraculously. Many of us, we still think in terms of, I need a miracle. I want the Lord to fix my wife. I want the Lord to change my husband. I'm praying for a miracle. Do you pray for miracles? We all want a miracle, don't we? Oh, that besetting sin. Lord, just lay your hand on me. My temper. I want a miracle. The Lord says, no, I want to bring you into a good land. I want to make home in your heart. I want to grow Christ in the depths of your being. For that to happen, I need to lead you into many, many things. Many circumstances. Grow Christ there. Oh, what an opportunity. Saints, if we grasp this, if we catch this, our church life becomes so rich Because we're all growing Christ right here. We're experiencing Him. You know, the trainees, we have a few trainees here, right? You have a roommate. A gospel partner. All these assignments. Another place. Another situation for us to labor on Christ. To experience and enjoy Him. Amen. Point two, the harvest of Christ is the Christ on whom we have labored and have reaped to be our harvest. Now we come to the way to labor on Christ. You want to know how to labor on Christ? Point D. Every morning, we need to pray. Asking the Lord for the day's portion of grace and consecrating ourselves to the Lord for the purpose of experiencing and enjoying Him by laboring on Him. You know, there some years ago, I was kind of desperate with the Lord about my condition and my situation. And I'm talking to the Lord like I was talking maybe to my father. I said, Lord, what do you want from me? What could I possibly do that would make you happy? I feel like I'm such a failure. I'm defeated most of the time. What can I do? What can I do? And then the Lord showed me. He said, consecrate yourself to me. I'm not expecting you to do anything for me. I'm not expecting you to change. I'm not expecting you to improve your behavior. But if you give yourself to me, you put yourself in my hand, oh, then I could do a lot. I can gain you that way. But if you're still trying, I can't help you. But when you stop trying, hand yourself over to me, now we can do something. Oh, that was a big change to me. I beseech you, therefore, brothers, through the compassions of God, present your bodies. Every morning we start this way. Lord, I present my body to you. I give you a fresh consecration. Whatever happens today, whatever I'm facing today, give me today's portion of grace. Not tomorrow's, today's. I need your mercy today. I need your grace today. And I just give myself to you. Do you realize this is the secret? Saints, have you read the book Experience of Life? The first experience after regeneration is consecration. Why is that? Because once you're in His hands, then everything else can happen. That's the gear that starts everything. Oh, I hope we could be impressed. This is not the whole way, but this is the start of the way to labor on Christ. You know what you're going to find out? When you begin to consecrate yourself to the Lord, you're going to find out there's resistance in you. No. What if He makes me do this? What if He makes me go here? Oh. This is why we have to be willing.
Dlatego właśnie musimy być ochoczy.
Amen. Okay, so this is how we start.
Taki właśnie sposób rozpoczynamy.
Then we come to point E.
Przechodzimy teraz do punktu E.
Okay, in the morning, what do? We consecrate it.
Czyli co robimy o poranku? Poświęcamy się.
Point E, throughout the day, we need to maintain our fellowship with the Lord and thereby contact Him, labor on Him, apply Him, experience Him, and enjoy Him.
W ciągu dnia musimy utrzymywać społeczność z Panem i tym samym mieć z Nim kontakt. Trudzić się na Nim, stosować Go, doświadczać i się Nim radować.
You know, yesterday in the message the brothers gave, very good,
poselstwo, które brat wczoraj wygłosił,
talked about remaining in the atmosphere of prayer.
Mówił o pozostawaniu w atmosferze modlitwy.
You know, when you come to the Lord in the morning,
gdy przychodzimy do Pana o poranku,
and you contact Him,
kontaktujemy się,
and you say, Lord, grant me today's portion of grace. And I give you a fresh consecration. At that point, you're brought into a kind of atmosphere of loving the Lord, of being one with Him, an atmosphere of prayer and fellowship. Then you're in that atmosphere. You go to work in that atmosphere. Then you stay in that, oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, I love you, Lord. While you're driving or while you're riding the train or bus, Lord Jesus, I love you. Lord, I give myself to you again. You're just with the Lord throughout the day. Can you believe this is what it means to labor on Christ? You get to work and you see your coworker there. Maybe that person doesn't love the Lord. Maybe he's an atheist. Or maybe he's antichrist. And you come through the door and you say, Dzień dobry. Good morning. And then you walk to your desk. And that person is just wondering what just happened to me. What happened? Christ was ministered. A little enjoyment of Christ. A little produce. Maybe it was a tomato, huh? or a peach. You gave him or her a little something of your labor on Christ. You see how this works? Wow. Wherever we are, you know, when that man told me that they had rented the last apartment yesterday, I gave him an apple. I said, thank you. Because I've been enjoying the Lord. I didn't say, hey, I've been trying for 2 weeks to get this appointment. Why didn't you call me back? Not blame him, just amen. I'm not a hero. I'm just like you, learning how to labor on Christ. So throughout the day, we stay in this fellowship. Point F. Exercising our spirit is the key to laboring on Christ. Experiencing Christ and producing Christ. Okay, so we have a little prayer. Give me today's portion of grace. A little consecration. Lord, I give myself to you again today. And then we exercise our spirit. Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus. With the word. Calling on the name. Coming to him. The exercise of our spirit. This is the secret. This is the key. to laboring on Christ. One says the way to labor on Christ is to exercise our spirit, to contact the spirit of the reality of the all-inclusive Christ as the good land. Throughout the day, point two, throughout the day, again, throughout the day, in most situations, no, every situation, and in all our circumstances, you should circle the word every and circle the word all, every, all, what we should exercise our spirit to contact the Lord and experience Him. You know, when your wife gives you a long face, brothers, we go, what's wrong with you today? No, 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 we should exercise our spirit. Give her a peach. Give her a little tomato. Exercise your spirit. When your husband does that again for the 10th time, oh, exercise our spirit. Can you imagine that this is the way to labor on Christ? And it's definite. We know exactly what we're doing. It's just not totally random. We know what we're doing. We're laboring on Christ. We're applying Christ in this situation. You know, I love these verses in Philippians chapter 4, verses 11 and 12. And this is what Paul said, not that I speak according to lack, for I've learned in whatever circumstances I am to be content. Whatever circumstances I am, you know, Paul said, I learned. That means that he didn't get it automatically. Over years, he wrote this from prison, you know. Still learning. Then verse 12 says, I know also how to be abased, and I know how to abound in everything and in all things, I've learned the secret. Have you learned the secret? Both to be filled and to hunger, both to abound and to lack. I am able to do all things in Him who empowers me. In this all-inclusive good land, one spirit with Him, I can do everything. Learn the secret. I've learned the secret. Wow. This means he was initiated into a secret society. Do you realize there's such a secret society? We've all been initiated because we know the secret. Brothers and sisters, this is the genuine church life. Amen. Let's get initiated. Amen. Okay, point G. Again, we're still learning the way. We labor on Christ as the good land by exercising our heart to have faith in the Lord and to love the Lord, and by exercising our spirit to contact the Lord and to receive the dispensing of the all-inclusive, life-giving spirit, the reality of Christ as the good land.
by mieć wiarę w Pana, kochać Go oraz ćwicząc swego ducha, by kontaktować się z Nim i przyjmować udzielanie wszechzawierającego, życiodajnego ducha, rzeczywistości Chrystusa jako dobrej ziemi.
Now it says we need to exercise our heart.
Teraz jest mowa o tym, że musimy ćwiczyć swoje serce.
Not only to exercise our spirit.
Tylko ćwiczyć naszego ducha.
All the problems we have are problems in our heart.
Wszystkie problemy, które mamy, dotyczą serca.
Our unhappiness.
Nasze, to, że jesteśmy nieszczęśliwi.
Our complaints.
To, że narzekamy.
All are in our heart.
Wszystko to znajduje się w naszym sercu.
What does this mean to exercise our heart?
Co oznacza ćwiczenie naszego serca?
Brothers and sisters, in God's economy, the secret is to learn how to open your heart to the Lord. Paul said, whenever the heart turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. Our unturned heart is a big veil. You know, in Matthew 13, our heart is the soil. But in Deuteronomy, the soil is Christ. Christ wants to get into your heart. He wants to make home there. But there's resistance in us. There's reservation. The secret of our Christian life is to learn how to open. Open your heart. I beg you, saints, learn how to open. Open this situation. Lord, I open this situation to you. I open my failures to you. I open my disappointments to you. My relationships. Oh, I prayed this. My relationship with my wife. I open that to you. My relationship with my children, my son, my daughters. I learned I have to be aggressive and specific. Lord, I open my future to you. My future. Brothers and sisters, there's a quote from one of the ministry books. Perfecting training. It's the opening sentence of chapter 21 or 22. Brother Lee says this. According to my experience, nothing pleases God so much as for us to realize that He does not want us to do anything. Have you realized that? He doesn't want you to do anything. He only wants you to love Him and open yourself up to Him and let Him live from within you. Sometimes even I prayed, Lord, make your home in that part of my heart. And as I was opening my relationship with the brothers, oh, I got offended. I got hurt. Coordinating with the brothers. I realized, you know, if I don't open this, this could carry me out of the church life. But I just open. And as I'm praying to open, something inside said, oh, nope. Don't. Oh, there's something wrong with me. There's a hard part in me that doesn't want to open. Now I know I have to open that. No, I open that. So how do you open? You say it. You say, Lord, I open. Well, I better keep going. Whenever the heart turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. Lord, take away all the veils. We like to behold you face to face. with an unveiled heart, unveiled face. Okay, so now let's come to the second section. As a type of the all-inclusive Christ, the land of Canaan is a land flowing with milk and honey. You know, we've heard this expression many times. That the land of Canaan, the good land, is a land flowing with milk and honey. I did a search. How many times this is spoken? Maybe 18 times in the Old Testament. A land flowing with milk and honey. How do you get a land flowing with milk and honey? Well, this describes this good land. It's a good land. Do you know the goodness of this land? Flowing with milk and honey. Well, let's read through these points. A says, milk and honey are produced out of the mingling of two kinds of lives, the vegetable and the animal life. One says, in Deuteronomy 8:8, honey is put together with the plants, the wheat, the barley, the vine, the fig tree, the pomegranate, and the olive tree. In Deuteronomy 32:14, milk is put together with the animals, the cattle, and the flocks. Yeah, and the flock. For the most part, honey has to do with the plant life, and the greater part of milk is related to the animal life. A says, when these two lives are mingled together, honey is produced by bees from the nectar of flowers. B says, milk is also a product of both the animal life and the vegetable life, but it belongs mainly to the animal life. It is produced from grazing in the pasture, vegetable life, by the cattle, and the flock, the animal life. You may wonder, why is this emphasized in the Bible, and why is it emphasized in this outline? Well, let's just wait a minute. We'll come to a point here. B says, milk and honey, which are the mingling of both the animal life and the vegetable life, signify two aspects of the life of Christ, the redeeming aspect and the generating aspect. One, the vegetable life is the life that generates and multiplies. This life signifies the generating and multiplying life of Christ. You know, the Lord said this about himself. Unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it abides alone. But if he dies, it bears many grains. Point two says, the animal life signifies the redeeming life of Christ. John said, behold, the Lamb of God takes away the sin of the world. Eventually, the Lord is the Lamb of God, and he's the grain of wheat. He is the land flowing with milk and honey. Now we come to a crucial point. Number three, the redeeming aspect of Christ's life is for our judicial redemption. And the generating aspect of Christ's life is for our organic salvation. Point four, the symbols of the Lord's table signify the redeeming and generating aspect of Christ's life for God's complete salvation. Now, I don't know if these points are sweet to you, but they are very precious to me. You know, we have the redeeming aspect. This land is flowing with milk and honey. There's a redeeming aspect. And there's a life-imparting aspect. Remember in John 19:34, when the soldier pierced the Lord's side? Outflowed milk and honey. Outflowed blood and water. Don't you appreciate the blood this morning? You know, there's a hymn in our hymn book in English, 1004. Precious, precious blood of Jesus. Ever flowing free. Oh, believe it. Oh, receive it. Tis for thee. We would sing it, tis for me. You know, the throne of God in the New Jerusalem has the Lamb sitting there. How I praise the Lord for the blood of Christ. You could say that this is a land flowing with blood and water. The blood of Christ solved every problem, every separation between us and God and us and one another. It's the blood. They overcame him because of the blood of the Lamb. This land is a land of overcomers. Milk and honey. The animal life. Producing the blood. Redemption. Honey. Oh, the vegetable life. Oh, the generating life. Do you realize that as we live in this Christ, there's constantly the blood and the water there. Another hymn, 1006. There is a fountain filled with blood. Do you have this in your hymn book? Sorry. 1006. Okay. I love this hymn. There is a fountain filled with blood, drawn from Emmanuel's veins. And sinners plunged beneath that flood lose all their guilty stains. We have to say, Lord Jesus, this is really a good land. I lose all my guilty stains. Oh. You know, in Zechariah 13, chapter 13, verse 1, it says, in that day there will be an opened fountain for the house of David, 13:1. And for the inhabitants of Jerusalem for sin and for impurity. I don't know, I just had some feeling to labor a little bit on this point. But not only blood, there's also water, life, generating life. Praise the Lord for this life. So 5 says, milk and honey speak forth the goodness and sweetness of the life of Christ. How sweet. How good. When at the same time we experience and enjoy Christ as both the vegetable life and the animal life, we realize how good, sweet, and rich the Lord is to us.
Gdy jednocześnie doświadczamy Chrystusa i radujemy się nim, zarówno jako życiem roślinnym, jak i zwierzęcym, uświadamiamy sobie, jak dobry, słodki, bogaty jest dla nas Pan.
We sense the richness and the sweetness of Christ, the goodness of the milk and the sweetness of the honey.
Mamy poczucie bogactwa i słodyczy Chrystusa, dobroci mleka i słodyczy miodu.
How about we all read point 6? By enjoying Christ as the land of milk and honey, we will be constituted with him as milk and honey. Your lips drip fresh honey, my bride. Honey and milk are under your tongue. Wow. The bride. What if she has milk and honey under her tongue? You know, there's a story in the Old Testament when King David was with Jonathan and they were fighting the Philistines, and Jonathan was weary from the battle, and they came upon a honeycomb, and Saul had made some crazy decree, but anyway, Jonathan put his staff and he tasted the honey. And he was enlivened. His eyes became bright. You know, sometimes we come to the meetings and you see a saint that's a little weary, a little down, a little discouraged. You have a little honey under your tongue. Just give him a little honey. Can you do that? Oh, we need to eat the milk and honey. And milk is for nourishing the infants, the young ones. To feed the new believers. Amen. Well, we have to go quicker here. But I like this. It says, your lips drip fresh honey, my bride. You want to know how the bride makes herself ready? Milk and honey. Milk and honey. Amen. Okay, so let's keep reading. Romans 3, daily we should labor on Christ to have a harvest to bring to the church meetings for the corporate worship of God the Father. Okay, point B, A says, the life in the land is a life full of the enjoyment of Christ, both personally and collectively with the Lord's people. B says, the life in the good land is a life of laboring on Christ, producing Christ, enjoying Christ, sharing Christ with others, and offering Christ to God that he may enjoy him with us. As we are enjoying Christ in this good land. Throughout the day, experiencing him and enjoying him in all our circumstances. Then we gather together for the church meetings. And what is there is the produce of the good land. You know, in the Old Testament, after they were allotted the land and they farmed the land,
wiecie, w Starym Testamencie, gdy dzieci Izraela otrzymały dział ziemi, trudzili się na nim.
Three times a year they had to come to Jerusalem.
Trzy razy w ciągu roku musieli przychodzić do Jerozolimy.
The place chosen by God,
do miejsca wybranego przez Boga,
to maintain the oneness of his people.
W celu zachowania jedności.
And they came with their hands full of the produce.
Przychodzili z rękami wypełnionymi płodami.
They came with their first fruits.
Przychodzili z pierwocinami.
They came with the firstborn of their flocks and herds.
Przychodzili z pierworodnymi z ich trzody.
And they came to Jerusalem.
Przychodzili do Jerozolimy.
Imagine the sight.
Wyobraźcie sobie to.
The best fruit, the best vegetables.
Najlepsze płody, najlepsze owoce.
The biggest
największe.
Pumpkins.
Największe dynie.
The biggest watermelons.
Największe arbuzy.
And the firstborn calf.
I pierworodne z trzody.
The sheep, the lambs, the goats, the cows.
Owce, bydło, krowy.
And they had a big feast.
I miała miejsce ogromna.
They just had a feast.
Po prostu ucztowali.
Oh. You know, we have a love feast here. Kind of not a, really a love feast, but it's kind of a feast here, you know.
Ma miejsce, uczta.
But that feast, oh my.
Nie jest taką pełni, ale tamta uczta.
All the best food.
To najlepsze jedzenie.
And you ate until you couldn't eat anymore.
Jadłeś do momentu, w którym nie byłeś już w stanie.
You came with your hands full and you went home with a full stomach.
Przychodziłeś z płodami, a wracałeś z pełnym żołądkiem.
And it was a time of rejoicing.
To był czas radowania się.
This was worship.
Było to oddawaniem czci.
This is how they worshiped God.
W taki sposób oddawali cześć Bogu.
Because that produce was Christ.
Ponieważ tymi płodami był Chrystus.
Produced in their daily life.
Wytworzony podczas ich codzienności.
And brought together
i razem zebrany.
To enjoy with others.
Radować się z innymi.
And with God. You were eating.
Wy jedliście?
I was eating.
Ja jadłem.
God was eating.
Bóg jadł.
It was a big feast.
Miała miejsce olbrzymia uczta.
This is the church life.
Tak jest życie Kościoła.
You know, my mom passed away just last June.
Rok temu w czerwcu.
She was 94. And she lived far away from me, so I would make special trips to go visit her from time to time. And when she was still able to do it, she would always bake me an apple pie. She knows I love apple pie. And it would take her 2 days to do it, because she wasn't real strong. And I felt bad, but I didn't really feel that bad. So I would arrive there. We'd have dinner together. Then she'd say, "You want a piece of pie?" I said, "Oh yeah, Mom." "I want a piece of pie." So then she'd cut me a big old piece of pie. She'd put some ice cream on there. And then she'd sit down across from me. And she would watch me eat. To see if I enjoyed her pie. After I finished, "You want another piece?" "Yes, Mom." She just enjoyed watching me enjoy her what she prepared. You know, God has prepared an all-inclusive Christ for us. Nothing makes him happier than to watch his people enjoy him. He is the richest, best apple pie you can imagine. He wants us to eat. That's worship to him. Our meetings are worship. Enjoying Christ is worship. Okay. One says, this kind of enjoyment and sharing is an exhibition of Christ to the entire universe. This is a worship to God and a shame to the enemy. Point C says, may we be diligent to labor on Christ, to have our hands filled with Him, and then come to the church meetings to enjoy this rich and glorious Christ with God's children and with God Himself.
Obyśmy pilnie trudzili się na Chrystusie, aby nasze ręce były pełne Niego, a następnie szli na spotkania Kościoła, aby radować się tym bogatym i chwalebnym Chrystusem, z Bożymi dziećmi i z samym Bogiem.
D. Whenever we come to the Lord's table meeting to remember the Lord and worship the Father, we should not come with our hands empty. We must come with our hands full of the produce of Christ.
D. Ilekroć przychodzimy na spotkanie stołu Pańskiego, by wspominać Pana i oddawać cześć Ojcu, nie powinniśmy przychodzić z pustymi rękami. Musimy przychodzić z rękami pełnymi płodów Chrystusa.
You know, I would like to just take a minute to fellowship a certain burden. We are under the influence of 2,000 years of Christianity tradition. Christianity tradition is that we sit and listen in the meetings. We hire a pastor or a father or a priest, and he does all the work. Everyone is passive. They serve in a habitual way. And it's routine. And we come under this kind of heavy culture. It didn't occur to us that we need to labor on Christ every day. Our meetings depend on our labor. The riches of Christ in our meetings comes from our daily living. Sometimes we just come and we shout or we repeat the lines. That's our habit. But there's nothing back here. How we need to have this realization. I'm not eating manna anymore. I've been transferred. We're in a new age now. This is the age of the body. The age of the new man. We all bear responsibility here. Don't depend on the brothers on the front row. The riches are brought by all of us. We all are laboring during the week at in our farm, our allotment. And we bring the produce. We don't have to explain what happened in our daily life, tell stories. All you have to do is say, Lord Jesus, I love you. And what's behind that little statement is a lot of experience dealing with the Lord. The meeting becomes rich. Amen. May we learn how to fill the church life with riches. I read D, we should never come with our hands empty. Oh, our hands must be full of the produce of Christ. To worship God with Christ is to worship Him collectively with all the children of God by enjoying Christ with one another and with God.
Oddawać cześć Bogu Chrystusem to czcić Go wspólnie ze wszystkimi dziećmi Bożymi, radując się Chrystusem ze sobą nawzajem i z Bogiem.
We need to produce enough of Christ so that there will be a surplus to share with others and offer the best part of the produce to God the Father for His joy, delight, and satisfaction.
Musimy wytwarzać na tyle dużo Chrystusa, aby powstała nadwyżka, którą podzielimy się z innymi, oraz ofiarować najlepszą część płodów Bogu Ojcu dla Jego radości, upodobania i zaspokojenia.
When the Lord met the woman at the well,
gdy Pan spotkał się z kobietą przy studni,
she wanted to talk about worship.
Ona chciała mówić o oddawaniu czci.
And the Lord said, the age has changed.
A Pan powiedział, nastąpiła zmiana.
We're in a new age now.
Znajdujemy się w nowym wieku.
That the true worship is in spirit and in truthfulness. And the Father is seeking these kind of worshipers. It doesn't say He's seeking this kind of worship. He's seeking this kind of worshiper that worship in the spirit and truthfulness. What does this word truthfulness mean? It means that we're in the age today of the reality, where Christ is the reality to us. And when we pray or praise in the meeting, that reality has become our genuineness and our sincerity. It's not empty words. This is the worship Father is seeking. May we all learn how to labor on this precious Christ. Produce the riches and bring them to the church meetings for the corporate enjoyment of Christ. Okay, I'm going to stop here. Why don't we just pray a little bit with our neighbor? And we left a lot of time for you to overflow. I hope many of you, especially some who have not spoken, would share something.